It was 1987. I was working in one of the finest elementary schools that Baltimore County has to offer. There's a wide range of them, some of you know. This was one of the really good ones. I was married. I'd given birth to my son, about 3 years prior. Mind you, he's almost 24, so this story's a long time ago. And I became pregnant for the second time. Well, I made the mistake of not telling my principal first. The story is about a rat bastard principal. This guy was the worst principal I ever worked for. He is the worst employer I ever worked for. He was mean. I don't know why he worked in an elementary school. He was mean. He was also short. And I don't have anything against short people, especially short men. I've loved short men. But this guy had a serious complex. I am not a short person, and this guy was definitely intimidated by me. He was intimidated by me in lots of instances at work, including the morning announcements. So I was the school library media specialist, so I was always, you know, promoting some great reading thing and getting the kids to do stuff and read for fun and all of that. And as you can tell, I don't really mind being in front of a microphone. Well, this guy really did. Every morning, for the morning announcements, they were all scripted, and he would read from this little card, and he would shake, and then he'd give me the microphone, and I would rock and roll, and I'd have a great time. So I'm pregnant, and you know, it's 3 months later, because you know, you don't tell anybody at first. I made the mistake of telling my friends in the faculty room. They were very excited, and then the principal came in. And everybody's like cheering and yay, and Beth is gonna have another baby. And this little rat bastard needs to come up with something clever, something snappy. And he looks at me and he says, I guess they didn't teach you how to use birth control. I likewise have to come up with something snappy. So I said, excuse me, yes they did. They told me when to use it and when not to use it. And that's about the reaction that there was in the faculty room. There was just kind of this kind of like, and I didn't file a grievance, though I should have. And if it was now, I certainly would have. And it's not really a funny story, I'm sorry to tell you, but the rat bastard did not run me out of the school like he tried to for several years after that. I left when I was ready. And he left shortly after me, but I got to leave when I was ready. So, there.